Faith, it takes time sometimes. Seed, time, and harvest. But you let it continue in you until you see it clearly, you speak and act, and it becomes. That's the design of reality, and Jesus proved it over and over and over and over. And they wrote it down for us. Thinking about it, remember talking about faith. You may remember, I don't know, probably a couple of years ago when we were talking about faith, and I made mention of the idea that the whole gospel of John, not his letters, but that gospel account, that the word pistis does not appear. So when we talk about 244 times, it's not even in John. And I remember thinking how weird that was. And as I'm seeing all these things, I went back and looked at it. And I thought, there's got to be a reason for that, because John understood more about this stuff, I think, than everybody else did. Except maybe Peter, I don't know. Okay? The verb, pistis is a noun. The verb, pistuo, which is acting faith. It's faith in action. You're doing something out from because of faith, right? Pistuo, the verb, is in there 248 times. And 109 times it's in the book of John. John had moved on. John wasn't just talking about faith. John was talking about believing, already involved with faith. That just, 248 in the whole New Testament and 109 times in John's gospel. He got it, and he was already moving on it. The other people were just reporting it. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. Here's the deal. We are also supposed to be presenting evidence. John 14:12, Jesus said, "The works that I do will he do also. These great works will he do because I go to my Father." He did his part. He went to the Father. He sent his Spirit in the earth. Our part is those works. We are also supposed to be presenting evidence. That means we are supposed to be living in, walking in and out from faith. We, and again, don't forget what I said about the love. You know, some people are hard to love. You have to love them by faith. I know y'all don't know any of those people, but it's true. So even that is a demonstration of faith when you love people, when you forgive people, because you understand the power of what can't be seen. You understand that Jesus said, you have to forgive. If you don't forgive others, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. And I hear people say, I just can't forgive. And I'm just going, man, are you stupid? You obviously don't understand reality, because Jesus said, if you don't, you can't. That's a no-brainer. Do what? Yes. Well, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, Christ's sake, has forgiven you. All you got to do is stop and think about that for a second, right? Like God has forgiven me, how would I hold something against someone else? There's power in that, and again, love requires faith as well. all Christianity is founded on faith, because there's none of it you can see. You don't, quote, see God. You don't, quote, see Jesus. You weren't there for the crucifixion. You weren't there for the resurrection. All that stuff happened 2,000 years ago. You got a book that you're reading that is a very well done documented account that presents wonderful evidence. However, you're still just looking at stuff, right? The whole thing of Christianity depends on faith. And we should be presenting evidence of that faith in our lives as well. And you can't just say, no, you got to go there. Even when Jesus sent out his guys, he told them to heal the sick, raise the dead, right? Cast out devils, cleanse the lepers. He also said, freely you received, freely give. You've received without cost, give without pay. We have an obligation to give away what we've received. All this stuff comes down to faith. I was thinking about just the whole idea of the kingdom of God. And I remember a song that we still do sometimes. It's been around for a while, called How Many Ways? Your spirit does reveal what's not seen but yet is real. As from faith to faith we go, all to him we owe, for the legend of the truth. That's what we're talking about, the reality. The legend of the truth has been finished, Lord, in you, in every way, how many ways? You can see, he will show you what's not seen but is real. And as we learn how to live our lives being led by the Spirit, then we are, as Paul said, sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. And there is such delight, happiness, pleasure, success, prosperity, well-being, shalom, in being a child of God. Say thank you, Jesus. Y'all can stand up. Father, I thank you so much for your words this morning. They are spirit and they are life. The reality that is all around us that we're a part of, in you, we also have authority because you said so. May we demonstrate that in our lives by the authority of your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.